Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the Swiss Air flight went down off the coast of Newfoundland, the black box on the plane indicated that 16 minutes elapsed from the time the pilot first recognized the plane was in trouble until the fatal crash. 16 minutes. 1 minute more than a quarter of an hour. 16 minutes to make peace with God. Everyone, of course, realizes that someday he will die, in spite of the fact we usually live as though that day will never come. Thomas A. Kempis, the churchman of the Middle Ages, urged, "Labor now to live, so that at the hour of death thou mayest rather rejoice than fear." No one, of course, knows when the hands of the clock will stop, and in all probability, those on board that ill-fated Swiss airline flight didn't themselves know whether they had 16 minutes or some 40-plus years left. That's the reason why you need to make peace with God now. Friend, if you knew that you had just 16 minutes to live, what would you do? When the Titanic went down, some walked around straightening picture frames that were hanging at an angle. But nobody in his right mind waters flowers in a burning building. Question: is 16 minutes long enough to make peace with God? I mean, can you go through the inventory of what you need to confess in 16 minutes? Let me put the answer like this. When Christ was on the cross, two thieves were crucified with him. One of them cried out, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And immediately Jesus responded, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That didn't take 16 minutes, barely 16 seconds. Making peace with God doesn't take a long time, but it takes a deep contrition. So how do you do it? Following an earthquake that threatened the future security of a Roman jailer, Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." To believers in Rome, he wrote, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Yes, 16 seconds is long enough to do that. But here's the problem. Matthew Henry brought it into focus almost 300 years ago. He said, "Deathbed conversions are seldom true, and true conversions are seldom made on their deathbed." In other words, he's saying that now, while you're irrational and cogent, is the time to make peace with God. Then you live every day as though it were your last. So if by some strange series of events you are down to your last 16 minutes, you know that heaven is on the other side and you know how to get there. The person who is always going to get right with God and never has time to do it is in real danger. I'm thinking about the time I stood at the bedside of a man who was dying and I inquired, "Tell me about his faith." No, his family told me about what he had done, his success in the business world, his relationships with the family and the community, but they told me nothing about a relationship with God. "Did he go to church?" I asked. "Did he have a church connection?" "No," a daughter finally said sadly, and then she added, "He never had time for that." I didn't say it, but I thought he had 52 Sundays a year for more than 60 years, and he was down to his last 16 minutes. Don't wait until you're watching the clock and you've got 16 minutes. That may well be plenty of time, but again, don't count on it. John told us how to make peace with God. He said, "As many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become the children of God."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.